This started mid-February because we were trying to gather the evidence. And when we thought that we had gathered enough evidence, we informed the minister of, through our president. And I think the most important thing basically is that we proved beyond reasonable doubt that these books that were donated through UNICEF are on sale on the streets of Harare and many other centers and cities in the country.
These books, how can you identify that they are indeed the books donated from the ETF?
I think it is just very clear that these are books that are that have the coat of arms of Zimbabwe. They actually carry the minister's signature. They are written not for resale. They also carry the logo, and they are clearly written that they are from the ETF UNICEF donations.
Any idea as to where the vendors themselves have received these books?
I think minimizing the risk that we might ultimately cover the very avenues that those who must go and investigate this particular matter. I think it is very clear that there were a lot of loopholes in how these books were distributed, point number one. We are now getting reports that certain schools never got certain books. The geography, mathematics, and science books that ultimately were distributed at night never got to these schools. There are others that have been lost through the school structure. There are some that have also been stolen. There are some that are coming from unspecified sources. But the most important thing is that this is corruption. There is corruption. And I think as trade unions, we must make it very clear that as the PTU that UNICEF and many other agencies must know that if they want these things to succeed, they must involve the unions. Because we know how some of these books or things are lost, and we must be able to safely guard. This is what hurts us most, that the students who are supposed to be benefiting from these books are no longer benefiting. Because of the nature of our education system, there are so many mushrooming private colleges who are now consuming these books because they don't have the money. So they are now going out and getting cheap books and funding and facilitating that their own children in these private colleges are now using these books. Hence, obviously, the challenges that we are facing now.